This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, bringing you Issues of the Environment. It's a regular part of Wednesdays, and this week we're talking food, farming, and the college experience. College kids are flocking to campus this week in Michigan, and classes begin in earnest next week. At the University of Michigan, the school is going to serve over 4 million meals before the academic year is over. The cost of those meals comes out to about $25 million. More and more, students are asking that the food they're served be locally sourced. And that's where our guest comes in. Jeremy Mogtater is manager at the University of Michigan Campus Farm at Mathi Botanical Garden. And thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you for having me on.
Michigan is not a traditional land-grant university, and farming had not traditionally been a part of its mission. So where is the interest and demand for locally sourced foods on campus coming from?
Well, I think that food is a very interesting issue that sits at the nexus of a bunch of complicated and intersecting sustainability topics, from personal health to health of the environment, impacts on economies, and a variety of other factors that really are driving students to look for these integrated, authentic educational experiences where they can focus on solving real-world challenges that are more complex than individual disciplines look at. And I think as that has created an opportunity, along with students who are interested in just knowing more about their food, because consumption of food is such a personal issue, and what we put in our bodies is so important to us on a daily basis. I think those interactions have created a lot of opportunity and a lot of interest by students all across campus, both on the operations side to know that their food is local, and on the academic side to know that they have the ability to contribute to solving these complicated social problems.
Well, let's talk a little bit about where you work. What is the genesis of the U of M's campus farm?
Yeah, so it's originally been a student-driven initiative that started with a small group of students focusing on creating a group called Cultivating Community, which had some different gardens around campus, including one here at the Mathi Botanical Gardens. And that evolved into the University of Michigan Sustainable Food Program, which was put together by a group of graduate and undergraduate students from a variety of disciplines who are really interested in forging and moving ahead this focus on food systems work here at U of M, and recognizing that there are a lot of student groups already operating in that space, but that they weren't joined or coordinated. So they created an umbrella organization that really links a lot of different student food organizations, like the Food Recovery Network, or a group that runs a food pantry on campus, U of M Bees, the Permaculture Design Team, Student Advocates for Nutrition, and collectively they decided that they wanted a campus farm as kind of the showpiece of their collaborative efforts. So that project received a Planet Blue Student Innovation Fund grant that the students were able to apply for, and they were looking for a home, and Mathi Botanical Gardens became a really logical choice for a variety of reasons due to the space and resources that were available to them here. And so since that point, it's been a close partnership with Mathi, with it being completely student-run really for the past 4 years, until they were able to secure funds for a farm manager position, and I started last November.
Well, how many acres are occupied at Mathi Botanical Garden right now, and how many students are serving the process?
Currently, we have a couple of different field production spaces going on. We have one hoop house that we're operating and hoping to bring on two more online this fall that will allow us to produce food year-round and also create a platform for student interaction during the school year, when most of the students are on campus. Outdoor production, we have probably about 1 acre in production currently, with additional field spaces that have been worked up that are engaged actively in undergraduate, graduate, and faculty research projects.
And what are you growing?
The things that we've chosen to grow, well, historically the farm has grown a wide range of all different kinds of crops, basically anything the students could think of that they thought was cool and interesting. This year, when we sat down with the students in the spring to do the crop planning, the students really focused on wanting sales to U of M dining to really be the key success that we could achieve, knowing that they wanted to have food that was grown by students, prepared for and served to students in the cafeterias, and that felt like one of the most impactful ways they could interact with the food system here. And as a result, we collaborated with dining to choose to grow crops that they could use in relative quantity that we could also produce functionally on our scale. So that's mostly been things like head lettuce, tomatoes, cherry tomatoes, kale, chard, and a few other things like cucumbers and squash.
Not only makes sense, it sounds very good. I'm starting to get hungry.
That's the idea.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Issues of the Environment. We're talking with Jeremy Mogtater, and Jeremy is the manager at the University of Michigan Campus Farm at Mathi Botanical Garden. Now, the UMM's stated goal, Jeremy, is to purchase 20% of its food from local or sustainable sources by the year 2025. And that brings up a number of questions. It says local or sustainable, not local and sustainable. Is there not enough locally sourced food to achieve that 20% goal more immediately?
Well, I think that that isn't necessarily the case. I think that the food system is a complex entity that involves many different actors and many different needs, both on the production end and the logistics end, as well as the purchasing end. So I think that the purpose of including both local and sustainable was that they wished to have the products that they were consuming be both of those things in an ideal world, where we would be getting locally sourced products that were also sustainable products. Currently, the U of M residential dining is about 17.8% towards that 20% goal. And I think that with the addition of some of the sales to campus from Campus Farm, we're pretty positive that we're going to be able to hit that 20% mark by 2025. Other parts of the institution have more complicated food procurement relationships, including the University Hospital. And so overall, the university still has a ways to go to reach that full 20% by 2025, but I think we can get there.
Speaking only of your part in this process, I think sometimes people hear locally grown and assume organic. Are all of the foods grown at the campus farm organic?
We follow organic practices, but it's never been the express intention of the students to have the farm certified. We keep that option on the table by maintaining compliance with the rules, but we have yet to move through that process. And instead, the students have preferred to focus on the ecologically based and locally produced aspects of the food they're growing.
With the aging of Michigan's family farmers and the growing interest in urban farming, is this a program that will become essential in the future of the agricultural industry?
I think that there are a lot of ways to think about how we go about feeding ourselves in the future. And I don't think that there's a one-size-fits-all solution. I don't think we will have all intensive production in a hyper-local urban environments and suburban environments. I think the solutions have a healthy mix of extensive production on large-scale landscapes, as well as a lot of intensive production, especially of crops like fruits and vegetables that are primarily water, that with advents in technology like hoop house production, passive solar hoop house production, which allow us to grow year-round in cold climates like Michigan, leafy crops like kale and spinach, that I think we can see more and more of the fresh fruits and vegetables procured locally and consumed locally.
So as a part of that healthier and broader perspective on the mix of our food and sustainable systems, what does the future hold for the U of M campus farm?
Yeah, that's a great question. The vision really here at the university at Mathi and with our other collaborative stakeholders across campus that engage in the campus farm, which include the student group that I mentioned, but also a faculty group, the Sustainable Food System Initiative, and our dining operations folks, we really want to see U of M as a nexus for where we can collaborate across different research disciplines and have a truly integrated research, teaching, and learning atmosphere surrounding food systems on campus, and using our operations at dining and the campus farm as living learning laboratories that we can enrich our education, provide authentic learning experiences, and also create the opportunity to do deep and cutting-edge research around sustainability in food systems.
Well, I'll tell you what, that is an education that I think I would love my children to have. Thank you very much for your time today. I appreciate all of the information.
I appreciate the opportunity to have us on. Thank you.
That is Jeremy Mogtater today, and Jeremy is manager at the U of M Campus Farm and Mathi Botanical Garden. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Manager, and it's heard each Wednesday only on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.